At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But we'll start here in college football in the SEC, where it just matters more. Pow. Can you remember the last time we saw a coach that was clamored and praised and covered as much as Lane Kiffin is right now?
Yeah. He retired a year ago.
Nick Saban?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about, like, clamoring, like, is this guy going to take a new job? Like, he's at a place that he seems comfortable, but better jobs have opened up, and everybody wants him. Because everybody wants Lane right now.
I mean, everybody wanted Saban for a long time. Long, long time.
Yeah.
I mean, until you get there, you know, that's kind of the deal. Weirdly enough, Cristobal was that guy. Cristobal was a guy everybody wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again.
But I feel like everybody kind of knew eventually he would head to Miami.
Sure. I think you're right.
Like, but Dilley is the same. And
yeah, guys eventually end up where they wanted to be. Those hot coaches come up pretty regularly. And as good as Lane has been at Ole Miss, as much as I enjoy him at Ole Miss, does it feel like it's the best place for him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you.
Does Ole Miss?
Yeah.
I think for now, and that's why I find this whole thing so fascinating, puzzling, hard to predict. There's no reports yet of Florida, LSU, or Penn State reaching out to him. But, you know, you just mentioned it. This is similar to our Stanford conversation of yesterday. Could this just be the best spot for him? I think the answer to that question for now is yes. I think it is. Because I think Lane, you know, start to think about what's going through his mind right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the great opportunities you've had, all right? In this just meteoric rise as basically a kid getting a head coach at an NFL job, a head coach at an SEC squad, the offensive coordinator under Nick Saban at the greatest program in college football history. Like, the opportunities you've had unparalleled to anybody else in the sport, maybe of all time. Has anybody had as many opportunities as Lane Kiffin has had?
NFL, USC, Tennessee, I mean,
Alabama OC.
Yeah.
Now he's at his third SEC school.
Yeah. I mean, but
the thing is that each time where something has gone kind of, I guess for lack of a better phrase, horrifically wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, that
he has had to go and take like two steps back, mm-hmm, and re-earn his way back up there.
Well, that's what I was going to get to, is that he has, great point, Jeff, like all these opportunities that he's had, he has to not only think about those, but every single one of them, with the exception of what, FIU? Is that where he was?
I think it was Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic, yeah, thank you. I always get it mixed. Outside of that, everywhere he's been has been a disaster, unless he had Saban at the helm. USC fired on the tarmac after losing to Washington State, okay, at the Coliseum, you know. Tennessee, we're going to be singing Rocky Top all night long, blown out by Florida, okay. Raiders, epic disaster. Doesn't this next move of his have to count? It's got to be the move, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I think Ole Miss is the spot for him right now. Because I have a theory. I don't think Lane's going anywhere. I think Lane is staying at Ole Miss because Lane is waiting for the inevitability of DeBoer getting fired in Bama. Now, is it in 2 years or 5 years or 10 years? I don't know.
See, I think,
but unless DeBoer becomes Saban, they're gonna get sick of him.
I think,
and I think Lane jumps on that.
I think it could be that, or looking around at this year's current, you know, top 10 college football landscape, there's a bunch of teams that are never there, and so he's looking at it and deciding. And this is something we brought up yesterday too. I think is this year an outlier, a one-off? Or is this, are we looking at a shift in the landscape and where we don't always just pencil in Ohio State, Texas, Alabama, Michigan, Notre Dame, you know what I mean? And so
now it's Indiana and Vandy
and Ole Miss. Ole Miss. And so I think Texas that A&M. He might want to stick around there and put his stamp on Ole Miss in the SEC.
I don't think there's a rush to get out. I think that's a great point, Jeff.
Here's one, though, that I don't think we've considered. What if Michigan fires Sherrone Moore?
See, Michigan has never seen a coach like Lane.
No,
he doesn't feel like a Big Ten coach to me. He feels like an SEC down south.
And I almost argue I like him at Penn State more than Michigan.
Again, I'm throwing one out there. Like, what if that's a job that you want? Because if they're going to make the commitment to the guy and give him that money, whoever, if Lane does decide to go, they're not going to bail out on him. But also Lane, as it pertains to money, Lane was on McAfee yesterday, and this is what he said. I have never made a decision based off of money, nor will I. I've seen too many examples in life where money does not buy happiness. So I'm never going to make a decision off of money, nor do I care about it. Jimmy Sexton, his agent, gets really mad when I say that. I will say this. If Lane stays at Ole Miss, his money's going to increase. Because Florida, LSU, Penn State, they're all going to call Jimmy Sexton.
Yeah, they're coming calling in Jimmy Sexton.
And so Jimmy's going to go to Ole Miss and go, hey, guys.
Look what we got here.
He's clearly wanted. Give him the bump. And look, if Lane didn't care about the money, he wouldn't be one of the highest paid coaches in college football. But Jimmy Sexton also wouldn't be doing his job.
At some sort of level, base level, they all care about the money.
Yes. But I think Lane understands, though, because he did chase a job, you know, with the Raiders, and he did chase Tennessee, and he did chase, you know, these opportunities. But I think he is maturing. Now,
without a doubt.
The maturing is turning into what he's doing to Brent Venables.
He's maturing in terms of his decision-making, but there will always be a little bit of that snarky, spoiled rich kid in him a little bit.
Do we want to work this in? Because
yeah, why not?
Because Ole Miss beats Oklahoma, and Brent Venables kind of went Paul George in the press conference, and it was pretty great.
Brent Venables said we were the better team.
That's an interesting take. That's a hot take. You're a better team. I wouldn't have thought that people watching would say that. You know, I felt that one, we won at their place in weather that as a defensive head coach you would normally wish for, and won by 8 points. And I think we left a lot out there. I think we should have won by a couple scores. So I don't know how he evaluated that game, that they were the better team. I mean, we had way more yards, 21 first downs to 14, and we played, 87 plays of offense, and they had one sack and didn't force any turnovers. That's a interesting take. But whatever he needs to say.
He kept going. He kept going.
I just felt like that was a good place to stop it. Whatever he needs to say.
No, he kept going, though. He added, maybe they had a better team last year, too, when we beat them. And then he followed that up. Sorry, maybe he had the better team in Oklahoma when we beat him 55-19 in the national championship, maybe. He kept going. Maybe he had the better team at Clemson when we beat him 45-40 in the national championship at Alabama. Next question. My bad. The pacing of Lane's answers, where he's like,
Well, he's just like spitting facts. You know? He's like, you tell me if I'm wrong here. All right. I'm not saying I'm wrong, but you tell me. This is the information. And I think that's what makes him so sought after because he is learning from his mistakes because he's literally failed everywhere except for Alabama and FAU. But he can still have this charm, he's still a kid.
Well, and
he's not a kid anymore. but he's still kind of a kid.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And the thing is, what he's doing with his coaching career is what coaches always try to preach to their players. It's fine to make a mistake, learn from it, and don't do it again.
Yeah. I love Lane. Even with his tumultuous time at USC and getting tarmacked, I've always loved Lane. Went to the Raiders, and it did not go well. I still love Lane. There's just something about him that, as fellow smartass, I love him. I just do. And I
love him as the redemption story.
Yeah, it rules. Part of me really, 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 really wants him to stay at Ole Miss because there's just something about that. But part of me wonders, is that the place for him? The follow-up to that is, I don't know what the place is for him.
I think he'll have the longer leash to continue to succeed and ascend and at Ole Miss than he will at a place like Florida or LSU.
Yeah, right? I agree.
Or Penn State.
Great line on the text line saying the exact same thing. The only program that may be better is LSU, but do you want to be fired after 10-win seasons? Same with the Penn State job.
Yep.
Ole Miss is a pretty sweet spot to be. You got good history. You got good rivalries. You're in the SEC. Great jerseys.
That powder blue and red.
I love that powder blue. Yeah.
It hits.
And quarterbacks are going to kind of want to play there because you're Lane Kiffin. You're in a good spot. I say for now you stay. I think he's waiting for the Bama job. I truly do.
He might be. I think he's waiting for a long time.
He might be.
I think old Kalen's going to be just fine there.
He might be waiting for a long time, but he has got a lot left in the tank.
Yeah.
You know, he's the old guy of the young kids.
Yes. Actually, how old is he? I think he's 46.
Boy, that's a good-looking 46-year-old.
I think he's...
It's like new Brandon. He's 35, and he looks like he's 25.
Wait, what? He's... How old?
30. He's, like,
he's dude, 35.
Dude, he's married with two kids.
Yeah.
Good for him.
No, right? I didn't do it.
Lane's 50.
You're clearly not listening to me when I talk about how sexy he is.
No. He's a good-looking man, but 35. Good for you, Brandon.
I was filling in on Dirt and Sprague while Swag was out sick, and Brandon was in here shadowing me, and Brandon asked, he's like, Brandon Sprague asked FNG Brandon, how old are you? And he told me, and I had my mic off, and I literally had to go, are you serious?
Yeah,
no. And Sprague goes, why did it take so long? I'm like, because I didn't believe him.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll say this real quick, and then we'll get out of here. But this just came across on the text line. Michigan's my bitter rival, but I'm from the area. I have a friend and fan boosters and alumni. If they fire Sharon Moore, Lane won't be a candidate. They just don't have a palate for that personality unless it's a treasured alum. To be honest, I could see the boosters having Stones check the pulse on Lanning, and assuming he turns it down, they will go with a young stud who fits a similar profile to Lanning. And that's an interesting take. Kind of what Russ was saying, does Lane have the palate for the Big Ten? I don't know if the Big Ten has the palate for him. It's all, we run the football. We have offensive lines. We created the wishbone offense. But, I know they didn't, but...
But who's...
We love the trenches. Final score of this game is 13-10.
3 yards and a cloud of dust.
Saturday at 9 a.m. Here's Iowa versus Minnesota.
All that can be true, and Indiana's right there, and Kirk Cignetti saying, Google me, bitch.
Yeah, but Kirk Cignetti is the one guy throwing birds to the Big Ten and saying, I'm doing things differently. And Ryan Day is like, don't engage, don't engage.
But what is Lane?
James Franklin, don't engage.
But what is Lane?
Kirk Ferentz, don't engage.
Lane, but what is Lane?
I know.
That's what I mean.
Just younger.
That's what I mean, dog. Like it. If you are that guy, it travels.
It really does. I want Lane to Pullman. Let's go, dude.
You damn right you do.
And in a couple of years, it'll be Lane going, Lugal me, bitch.
Yeah.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.